Item number five is an application for rezoning for 4416 Portage Avenue under file DAZ 217-2008. In accordance with the City Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item number six is an application for a variance for 2416 Portage Avenue under file DAB 1182-15-2008D to permit the maintenance of a medical clinic having a reduced south yard.
Okay, and I know this is Christine Winogradska and who?
My name is Slobodan.
Sorry?
Slobodan Lukic.
Okay. We can get able to pronounce it anyway, so that's probably good. Yeah. And yourself? Okay, great. Okay.
If I can just, you need me to present the problem? No. Okay. Now then, Mr. Chairman and Committee, I prepare short notes about what I think is important to put as a private and personal issue for this meeting. Generally, we are asking for really to maintain our business. This is a major point. The clinic was established at this location over 40 years ago, and it has a very good establishment, functional for a very long time. As a part of the first zoning 40 years ago, the building was changed from zoning of commercial for the housing, single property, to the only medical building as a medical service developed. And is existing in this form for quite a long time. About 5 years ago, the clinic was developed into addition of the pharmacy with benefit of everybody. Means that we maintain the business as a medical clinic. We could maintain the service as an independent medical business. The clinic is functioning quite a long time. Pharmacy already over around five years. The place is great for the location, yet it's not very effective for the single housing property, as it's a high traffic area and very noisy and loud place for the housing development. The changing zoning will be very beneficial at some point. It's not a point right now, but as the building is getting older, we need renovation and remodeling. With access to better zoning will allow us to plan it better and develop. It's not a plan right now. Obviously, we need to apply for any changes, but it will be an issue pretty soon to address. We have very good support from next neighbors. We have a very good support from church. We are using and renting parking from the church with very good cooperation from church. We are trying to not interfere with anybody around, and this business is for over 40 years. We have very good access by bus, and we are providing this care for a pretty long time. I would like to acknowledge some problems as a building and clinic and pharmacy are experiencing. It is, again, the access and very close proximity to Portage Avenue with all of these negatives. It means we have our property often damaged during snow removal. We struggle with maintaining the proper grass and greens around. We are trying to rebuild it after each winter, but because of the next neighbor, we have a very big apartment building and high traffic from this place. Unfortunately, we have a very poor condition of our street. I'm talking about Asinaboyne corner. We call several times for repair, but yes, we are struggling to maintain the greens part and borders after each winter and after each storm, as wind is bringing a lot of garbage to our property over and over again. The next bus stop gives us next problems to maintain steady cleaning around, because it's always dirty from public bus access. This is my few words about clinic and business and zoning. I really appreciate if you can consider it, as this is really a commercial building for over 40 years. Maybe a few sentences about pharmacy, because the cleaning and building will operate probably as is for quite a long time, if not fact that the pharmacy 5 years ago received the conditional zoning, and we have to reapply for the zoning. Pharmacy exists right now for over almost 5 years, and proved to be a very strong business. It's proved to be a very good professional partner and good business expression for the building. As I mentioned before, the building has a limit of what kind of business could be provided at this place. Limited pharmacy with your approval means a medical facility still, business oriented to medicine. And I just would like to add in favor of pharmacy, well, it's not really my direct business, but a pharmacy is leasing part of the building. This seems to be a very strong business partnership and important for the building and business. This clinic and pharmacy seems to be an important part of the St. James business profile. We have a lot of support, a lot of suppliers. We have a strong support from community. I would like to add shortly that the pharmacy was developed before Shopper Drug Mart and before PharmaPlus developed the big facility next to us. And despite of such competition, pharmacy as a small private business with direct service to clients was able to maintain the good profile and good standard of business, which I think is quite important. I know that it's a huge competition, but they maintain the good quality curve despite of it. I'm ready for any questions.
Yeah, I've got a few questions. What the clinics hours are what? Are they similar to the pharmacy that's proposed from 7 a.m. to 9, or do they? What time is the clinic open at?
Clinic's open from 9 for the patients, but we operate from 8 till really sometimes 9 p.m. In
so it's a walk-in.
Depends from the needs for it.
Okay.
The official hours are 9 to 5, but we try to be accessible.
Okay. And just about the parking. So right now there's the parking that's in the actual driveway, right? So there's 4 spots that are there. And there's an agreement with the church, you're saying, for more parking?
Yes, we have this agreement for years.
Okay.
About 2 years, because the parking was rebuilt, we renewed the agreement with proper arrangement from a parish and our side, and it's a good cooperating.
So is it a certain amount of parking spots that you have, or do they just say whatever?
We have some limits, means that we cannot operate all the time when they have bigger service during the Sunday service, or they have a priority whenever is anything happened for the parish. But we never had any problems to cooperate with this.
Okay. And just in regards to, is there any signage up? So, if you pull up to the clinic or you pull in the driveway where there's parking, to know that there's additional parking in
it
Jersey.
Is a sign when you enter from the west part to the downtown, it's a marking parking. We have advertised this parking loudly and clearly because it is a 40 years business and our patients are really a new client. It means that we never had problems. Sometimes I have problems in my private parking on the direct driveway. It's busy, but it's my private issue.
Right.
I can always deal with patients inside and ask to remove the car.
Okay. And just down the street where the driveway comes up, is it 1 hour parking or 2 hour parking? Is there any non-parking that's there right now?
Yes, at front of the clinic, we have at first a part which is zoned for the bus station, which is not allowed to be for parking. Just after the bus zone, it is a part which could be used for evenings, but could not be used during the high traffic time.
Okay.
But this is well signed by city, and it's really a city rules patients have to, and sign patients have to maintain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is the site for sale anymore?
I don't think so. The clinic?
Is this building for sale right now?
Not, it's not. I think that it could be only because the sign was big at front and somebody...
Oh, the zoning sign is up in front of it.
Zoning sign was at front and somebody could consider...
I've never seen a sign with Brendan McGurney's name on it or something.
No. That's down at Old Mill Road.
That's at Old Mill?
Yeah. Which is...
It's about a block away.
Yeah, the one that Jay has had a grief with for years.
Yeah, I know the book. Yeah, the one that green with the blue there.
Yeah. But the big zoning sign is up in front of this place. Right.
Was there anything that you gentlemen would like to add to the presentation?
Just like I just want to mention that the pharmacy seems to be there for 5 years.
You're the pharmacist?
Yes.
Okay.
Part of the pharmacy. We never had a single complaint. I don't think we had a complaint to me, but we tried to go out with the roof also. What city can they told us regarding the signage? The outside signage, the parking lot, we had a big sign showing people that parking in the parking lot of the church,
right.
Parking lot. We had an agreement signed from the church as well.
Right.
There is lots of parking all the time, every day.
Right.
I see so many parking left.
Okay.
It's never been filled.
Right.
And
what percentage of your business comes from the clinic as opposed to drive? Like, do people drive up? I know you got the Rexall and you got a few others that are kind of around the area. So is your business existing pretty much exclusively from the clinic and patients that are there, or do you have a lot of, drive up?
It's mostly from clinic. I would say like 90% of our patients come from the clinic.
Okay.
Just mostly seniors, and which appreciate, like, once they heard about that hearing,
right.
Everybody was feared and tried to sign up a support.
Okay.
For the pharmacy, because we don't want them to leave.
Right.
They appreciated us so much since we opened, and.
If I can add, a lot of business from pharmacists by direct delivery.
Yeah.
Because they deliver citywide, right? And then the prescriptions are sent generally to these people directly to the...
They just pull up in front and kind of...
Most people just walk.
Yeah.
Most people just walk from a neighborhood, from building beside, and some people are disabled, can see they cannot walk across a parking, so they just walk to the pharmacy.
Right.
So it's walking distance to the people. Most of the people, they walk, they don't use the cars.
Okay. Any questions, Councillor Clement or Councillor Nardin? No?
Nope.
Okay, we'll get you to stand down, and we'll have anyone in opposition come and speak. At that point, we'll call you back up if you want to rebut anything that was said. You can address that at that point. But
thank you very much.
Any new presentation? Okay, we got a few more people. Richard Winogradska,
I'm okay.
For the speak. Okay. And I guess the other one is Marcos? Is that? That was you? Okay, good. Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of the application? Okay. Nope. Okay, is there anyone in opposition? It looks like Mr. Kazga? Not even close? Thank you. Come on up.
Hi. My name is Pernell Kazga. I'm the residential owner to the clinic. I just wanted some clarification on a few of the points that they're bringing up.
Okay.
The parking issue that affects them affects me in the same way where people blatantly park at the no stopping sign.
So you're east or west of the...
We're south.
So,
okay, cross.
We're directly of their rear abuts our
right,
property.
Right.
The issues we have are the Birchwood Terrace. There is many people that park there and to and from, in and out all the time. There's a lot of people that, like I said, blatantly disregard the stopping sign. They'll park on my grass, basically. They've destroyed at least the first 4 to 5 feet from the curb, which is non-existent anymore because of paving. They paved up to the top of the gutter curb, so there's nothing there to deter anybody from going over onto the grass. So a lot of people figure, well, if they're parked on the grass and out of the way, the traffic moves. I've got plenty of pictures of the way people park there. They park on both sides of the road. And when they do that, like I said, with the constant flow of traffic from that apartment block, there's people that are actually... lined up on Portage trying to get by, because you got people facing parked on the parked illegally on the apartment side and on our side. So there's always people having to zig and zag around those vehicles that are parked there.
So is on the west side of Assiniboine, are there no parking signs?
Oh yeah.
And are they ever tagged?
Only if I call them. The only time I'll call them is when they're parking on my lawn.
But not when they're across the street parking on the wrong side.
No, what do you want me to do about that? You know, I can call them. Whether they come out or not is another issue. Okay. You know, I've actually called a supervisor to come out. I got pictures of three vehicles parked right from my property, or right from my driveway, up to the clinic's property line. And when this guy drove by, I wish I took a picture of the guy actually driving by. And I called him up 20 minutes later, and I says, "Well, why didn't your guy ticket those vehicles?" The response I got was, "We didn't see nothing." So, like I said, I got issues with that, because the last 3 years straight, I've ended up sodding and building up the grounds the way they should be, and every year they get destroyed, and it's usually from the people parking. Whatever arrangements they have with the church, you know, that's fine. I'm not pressing anything there, but I'm not in total opposition to this unless I get this clarification. The city or the applicant, would they be responsible for putting up better signage, like possibly a tollway zone?
Well, I think that would be Ron, Chair of Public Works, but that would be a city responsibility for the tollway zone. But I guess, you know, in theory, you could attach something to the application to talk about the church parking zone, so if people are going there, so they're not parking on the street a little bit more.
Why don't we just extend the from the stop sign south, the no parking?
The stop sign south down the same way?
Yeah.
That can be part of this.
You have no parking in front of his house.
There's, right in front. Like, and like people park, like I said,
if you
park right under.
Here's the Bridgewood Terrace.
Yeah.
You know, and people are coming in and out here. If you put no parking for the two properties there.
I think that's something that just from the community, from the clerk's point of view, it's something that we'd have to deal with in a separate application.
What?
Is that more bylaws?
It's not a parking question, it's a public right of way.
Yeah, I know, but we can make all kinds of recommendations
on the land
that are separate from this.
That has to be the land that we're dealing with. They're talking about putting a no-stopping sign on public property, which is
that's just a separate.
Yeah, that's a point. They can't be contained in this reason.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
I think this is something
still
we could deal with.
Problem, though.
Yeah, this is something that we could deal with on a different matter. You could call your area
counselor
maybe after offline after this application, we could work through that process. There is all other processes that are in places where you could get kind of 1 hour parking ban and 2 hour parking bans and that sort of thing. I think that's a matter of you need 70% approval for the people that would be affected by that, so that's something we could deal with on another.
Well, there's a definite issue there. Like I said, I will not again resod and re-level that piece of land, and it's doing something to my property value.
Is any of it snow removal too?
Some of it is snow removal, but the majority of it is just people wanting to get far enough off the street under the no parking sign. Mm-hmm. And there are always usually clients of the clinic.
So there's no parking allowed on the west side, right? Between Portage and the back of the terraces?
No.
And
could I interrupt you for a second?
That's okay.
The maintenance crew that takes care of the Birchwood Terrace, they push the snow from the street up into a snow pile.
On your yard?
On the Birchwood property.
Okay.
But as soon as they did that, clinic parkers started parking right on the grass of the terrace. You know, like, it's not my problem, but that's just how much parking there is, illegal parking going on there. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my main issues that I'd like to have dealt with, you know, if it can be put into the into this rezoning or like recommendations. And the other item I have is putting up a fence.
Putting up a fence on?
Where their property abuts ours.
On the north side of your property?
On the north side, yes. Because
you're talking to the west of their, the west of the very west end of their property, or east end
nope.
of their property?
No, north, south, north, south, south, south from the...
Right there. Right there. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and so the fence would be on, you know, you're talking about with traffic and that sort of stuff, but you're...
Yeah, I've dealt with the applicant many times on trying to get, you know, the landscaping cleaned up and, you know, the garbage disposed properly. I kind of blew my staff on him last fall, I guess, and it was because of all these papers,
so
garbage cans of papers.
So there's a fence there, you can't see it?
Yeah, get the fence up, and then I don't have to look at that, you know. And okay. I'll tell you, the only reason I blew off at the guy is because half my yard looked like it was snowed on. And it was all papers that were, you know, in their garbage that was knocked over or blown over or whatever. But I ended up,
cleaning it up. It's more of a garbage issue is what you're saying in terms of...
Oh, it could be. But, you know, like, I'd like a fence there just so I don't have to, you know, look at the mess there. There's like four or five vehicles parked in that parking lot at any one time, or their driveway, plus the resident. So, you know, anybody who comes in there just parks wherever they wish. And it's destroyed the grade because the slope of their property to our property, it all flows south. But there's nothing being done to address the drainage issues, which is not something for this meeting, but for bylaws to be, you know, looked at. The owner is not really taking care of those issues. The eaves trough has been in disrepair for like the last 3 years. There's like 45 or 50 feet of it along his property there. But like I said, I've got lots of pictures. I would have brought a PowerPoint, but I wasn't
Do you have any other pictures here you can show us?
No, but I can send them to you. And you can't see, like I work for infrastructure and transportation.
You're gonna have to go over there.
I understand that water will not flow uphill. So if the pipe's sitting like this at the bottom of the downspout, that water is not going to, it's going to go off the weakest spot.
Right.
And generally, it's the eaves trough that is filled. Last week I was over talking to Richard, and I demonstrated by sticking my hand right in the eaves trough at the edge of the garage.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of mud and twigs and crap, and there's no way water, it's so heavy that it's bowed the eaves trough.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way that water is being dispersed, you know, properly. And those are the kind of issues that I'd like to, you know, get cleared up. If the guy's going to get a commercial, zoning, that's fine. But does he have to have a fence up? Does he have to address drainage issues? And, well, parking is, you know, I guess we'll deal with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other questions at all from, I'm going to call the applicant up and talk just.
Okay. I can come back then? Or
No.
Nope.
If there's anything else you want to say, leave it on the record here. There's not an ability for you to come up to make a further presentation, but just so I can review, you're talking about the fence, you're talking about parking issues.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the parking issues, of course, we mentioned is something we can do kind of offline and not a part of this.
In the recommendations, can you have better signage?
What our clerk has indicated is that we can't deal with this in the same, but that might be something that
within
they could
the
have on their application.
Within,
in terms
the building?
Of the
within his building. So when they come into the front door of that building, there's a sign that says you will be ticketed or towed.
If
they're, you know.
Ticketed and towed by the, for what, if you're parked?
Because they're parked illegally usually.
Okay.
So
well, we'll call
I don't know if there's anything there.
Sure. Okay, thank you. Is there anything else you're...
No, I so am I not understanding correctly that if they do get a commercial zoning, they have to put a 6-foot fence up?
That's something that we could decide here. I'm going to call them up.
We have the right to decide that.
Okay. And drainage issues are
at this public hearing. Not, but it's something that you can talk to me after. And
sure.
Okay. So thank you very much for your presentations. I'd like to call the applicants back up. Is there anyone else to speak in opposition?
Can you make a comment?
No. You know what? No, because you don't. It's the applicants that file the applications.
I appreciate your comments. We are trying to cooperate as much as possible. The issue of damaged parking and the damaged entrance of the your
speak
house
down
and
here.
My building
talk
is quite a obvious issue affecting me and affecting other neighbors. We are very much willing to cooperate with fence. We are, because our grass is as damaged or even much more damaged than the neighborhood grass, we'll be very happy to be able to build fence around of our lawn and street to not allow every traffic to bypass our property. I really will obligate anybody who maintain our property to properly look for the drainage. It's true, our property is on much higher level than south neighborhood, and it's not only drainage from our property, but full street is draining down.
Portage Avenue.
Full Portage Avenue and everything else. While obviously our roof should be, water should be provided, we built very extensive system which needs to be maintained. And we are very much willing to cooperate with every request from our neighbors.
Okay.
And parking, I'm willing to put additional signs. Whoever parks on neighborhood properties or illegally park on our property is doing it illegally.
Right.
I don't mind to support neighbors in more extensive execution of the rules existing right now, or better signs that this is a private property and it's illegal to park here.
Okay. So just to review once again, you said you're willing to do some sort of wood fence, I guess.
Absolutely.
And have some sort of parking sign kind of in your facility that I think, you know, talks about, I've been in your facility a lot, so I know that there is the signage. So if you'd had something that talked about the church parking lot signage in there, I think that probably would make it a difference.
Yeah.
I have two questions. Yep. Do you use a commercial service to maintain the grass and the snow? Who does the cleanup grass cutting and snow removal? And
we have few years of commercial service. Recently, it's Richard doing it, and I think that we need to maintain better quality care. But we will be willing to look for the commercial service again, because looks like the standard is not sufficient for neighbors.
Fair enough. Number two, as far as garbage, do you have commercial garbage or do you wait for the monthly or the weekly city pickup?
The business itself has an independent garbage direct disposal. It means that our cleaner is removing garbage every day. Then nothing which is on property belongs to clinic or to pharmacy. The garbage we are talking about could be either blow from the street, and again, every north wind will bring a lot of garbage, and we have to clean it, and sometimes part of it will be on neighbor's grass as well.
Yeah.
It could be, but we have a small apartment over the clinic, which is a two-bedroom apartment, and this lady is removing garbage in normal standard way, but we have a big containers which she is disposing like everybody else from the clinic. We used to have problems because we have some kind of the rodents damaging it, but right now it's not a problem. I mean, weekly removal is not a problem. The wind dirt it is.
It blows all the way from McDonald's.
Yeah, and from bus station.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much. And I'm ready to move motion. If you want to take the chair, Councillor Clement.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to the report of the public, Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The recommendation of public service be concurred in with a few amendments. Number one, a fence along, I guess that is
south side.
The south side. Some signage that talks about parking that would be there. And it also
the fence you should be more clear.
Yeah.
Fence
a wood fence.
Commercial grade.
Commercial
grade.
Should
be on the south side, but
like what, roof.
But is it to the corner of the house? Is it
to the boulevard?
You can't go to the boulevard with a 6-foot fence. You can only go from to the front to a 4-foot fence. You know, like
okay.
From the rear lane
to the front corner of the house or whatever you want to call this building, you can go 5 feet or 6 feet, but from the corner to the boulevard, you can
to
only
the
go
curb.
Four.
Yeah.
Well, no, not the curb.
To the lot line, you can go 4 feet.
Well, let's do 6 feet to the back and then 4 feet on the
side.
Up to the lot line.
Okay.
All right. Some signage.